Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Mrs.
Is
Zarnia. Yes, he is. Mrs. Zarnia, where are you going? He's in a meeting.
Hello.
I'm sorry, sir. I told her you were in a meeting, but she didn't listen to me.
I need to talk to you.
You can get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Listen, lady. You shouldn't enter someone's office without permission. Go back outside and knock. And if I then give permission, you may come in.
I have to talk to you right now, Mr. Nakar.
Please excuse me for a few minutes. I'll be right back.
Sir, I'm very sorry.
No problem.
Where?
You want to talk? In here.
What? Are you afraid of being embarrassed? Are you afraid your client will find out what kind of person his attorney is?
Me afraid? Afraid of what? What have I done? Did I do wrong to drag you out of that slum, that I gave you an opportunity to become something? It's true when they say a dog will bite the hand that feeds it.
You know what it is, Mr. Nakar? You're sick. A dangerous, sick person who tries to make up for deficiencies in his life by destroying the lives of others. A poor, miserable, treacherous person who isn't even worthy of being insulted. Now I understand why your wife has left you. Yeah?
You'd better watch what you're saying. We're both attorneys. If you have an accusation, then provide evidence.
Why did you give my dad's address to Monacher so he'd give it to Bezette, huh? Didn't you know my father's a red line for me, huh? You didn't know, did you?
Bezette? You became family so quickly. Up till yesterday, he was Mr. Farouzanfar.
That has nothing to do with you. Answer the question I asked you.
I said it because I didn't want to keep the secret of a person that lies to me. What's that ring? To get rid of unwanted advances? You mean I'm such a stranger that I have to hear about my colleague getting married from Manucher?
Look, Mr. Nakar, my private life has nothing to do with you and never will. I didn't see any reason to tell you I've gotten married. That's right.
What about your dad's fake death certificate? That doesn't concern me either.
I had to do it. Otherwise, everything would have been ruined.
Right now, everything has been ruined, Mrs. Zarnia. Right now, everything is ruined. With what you've done, you destroyed the sanctity of marriage as well as your credibility as an attorney. Do you know if the authorities get wind of this, what would happen? They'd revoke your license to practice law as well as close the doors of this damn place. Now, who's owed something? Is it me, then, or is it you?
That's exactly the difference between us. You can turn a victim into a criminal, but I can't do that. All I can say is that damn all the laws of this world, for none of them provide legal recourse for a person's heart being broken.
Hello, Mr. Shuguri.
Hello there, Bazaar. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm glad to
see you.
That's
kind of you.
Let's go upstairs.
No, thank you.
Come on, have some
tea.
No,
really, I won't trouble you. I have to go to the factory. I just came to give you the receipt for the past 4 months. I deposited the entire money into your account today.
Thank you very much. Now you've been
not at all. It was my duty.
There was no rush. You could have done it any time.
I've already ruined my reputation enough as it is.
Oh, not at all. Anyway, problems come up for all of us.
Yes.
I'm happy your problems are over with. You've come out of a crisis. God willing, you're back on your feet.
Yes, thank God. Anyhow, if you saw anything bad from me or if I wronged you in any way, please forgive me.
Not at all. Are you planning on leaving us?
Mr. Shukuri, they've always said when a person's pockets get bigger, his tastes change as well. My wife has found another place that's a bit bigger, and it's a little closer to my mother-in-law's, so we've decided to move over there.
All right, whatever you prefer. Congratulations, Godwin.
Thanks a lot.
So you're leaving sometime this week?
That's right. There's just some bits and pieces left, and my wife will come and get them.
Whatever you prefer. Anyhow, have you given the news to Karush?
To Karush? Not yet, but I called him tonight and tell him for sure. Did you need anything from me?
Nothing at
all. It is great to see you. Excuse me, there is one thing that you could do for me. I'm sorry. I'll leave the key so that when my wife comes, she can take it.
Whatever you
want. Thank you very much. Is there anything else?
Nothing.
Goodbye.
Take care of yourself.
Argavan, where's your hello? I've been calling you all day. Why didn't you answer the phone?
Argavan?
What's happened now?
It's nothing at all, Mother. Why do you act like this? As soon as I set foot in the house, you interrogate me. Leave me alone. Let me be by myself for a few hours.
Oh, she's really upset again.
How should I know what's wrong with her? Every minute she's upset about
Come
something
here.
New.
Do you know what's wrong with her?
How should I know? Maybe she's in a bad mood. I don't know. Why do you ask so many questions, huh? Haven't you been like this 1,000 times yourself? Forget it. Just live your own lives. It's not right, man.
But it's not her first time. She keeps acting like this.
Hello, Agravan. Tell me, has something happened? All right.
Hello, Mr. Peruzanfar.
Hello, Mr. Peruzanfar.
It was kind of you to have come.
Not at all.
Goodbye.
With your permission.
Mr. Bayat, forgive me for not having recognized you.
No problem at all.
Goodbye.
Hello, ma'am.
Mr. Peruzanfar, with your permission.
Goodbye. Miss Amadi?
Yes?
Hello.
Hello.
Who is that man?
Mr. Bayat.
What does he do?
I believe he's an attorney at law.
Has a legal problem come up for my uncle?
I don't know, but it seems Mr. Peruzanfar's known him for a long time.
Uh-huh. Hello there, uncle.
Hello, Behzad, dear.
How are you?
You've come on time. I really needed someone to consult with.
About what?
A way to get out of the crisis, so we can at least keep the factory going. It might be hard, but it's not impossible.
With the way the economy's going, it's good that you're hopeful.
It's always been like that. But there's nothing like having hope and stability in order to help us overcome our problems.
Yes, you're right. But you can't perform a miracle empty-handed.
Sit down, Behzad, dear. Sometimes, limitations force creativity and solutions. On the condition that you don't lose faith and confidence in yourself. Take a look at this.
What is it?
A solution for the factory's production line. I couldn't finish it with these weak eyes.
Praise God, your eyesight is getting better day by day.
Thank you. Take a look at it. If there's any problems, tell me.
Sure. I'll take it home and look over it tonight. With your permission, I'll be going now.
Behzad.
Yes?
What has happened?
Nothing. Nothing's happened.
Don't tell me you haven't forgiven your uncle yet.
That matter is all over and done with, uncle.
Then why do you run away from me? You're always quiet and grumpy. Don't tell me there's still something going on that I don't know about.
No, no. There isn't anything. It's just been a while that I haven't been feeling well, but it's over now. God willing, from today I'll get better and better.
I hope so.
Excuse me. Hello, Mother. How are you? I'm at the factory. Yes, Uncle's here too. They're inviting you for dinner tonight.
Thank your mother and tell her we don't want to trouble her. Leave it for another time.
Did you hear what he said? She wants to talk to you.
Hello, Madok.
Yes, what's the rush? Hold on, I'm coming. Hello?
Hello?
What are you doing here? Why'd you come? Homer and Mom are home. Do you know what a mess it'll be if they see you?
I've come here to talk to Argivan.
Argivan's not feeling well. You go, and when she's feeling better, I'll tell her to call you.
But I have to talk to Argivan right now.
All right, fine. Not so loud. You go up the street and wait there. I'll tell her to get dressed and come. Go
it
on
seems
already.
That the drugs really have rotted your brain, kid. I said I want to talk to her.
All right, go.
Didn't you hear? Or
hey, hold
you
on. Hey,
hear?
Where are you going, man? Hold on. Hey. You're going to go and make a mess.
No, leave me alone.
I
just
know.
Want to talk to her.
What do you want to say, huh?
No, Allah.
Dad, don't go. Dad, don't.
Argivan?
Man, just go outside already.
Argivan? Argivan, where are you? Argivan?
Lower your voice, man.
Argivan, come out. I want to talk to you.
Hey, just get out of the house. Do you have to make a scene?
Homer Yoon?
Hello, Gohar. You've gotten so old.
Why have you come here? Who gave you permission to come into my house? Get out! I said get out now!
Oh, calm down, madam. Calm down, he's leaving. Get out of here, man. Don't ever come back.
Is that Homer?
Yes, it's Homer.
My girl, why do you look so broken down?
No one here has any relation to you. Go back to where you came from. Sina, throw him out.
There you go, father. Is this what you wanted? Well, get out of the house already. You said you wanted to talk to Argivan, and I said I'd call her and she'd meet you up the street. Get out of the house. Don't make a scene.
Argivan, come on out. I want to talk to you.
Don't go any further. Get out of the house.
I'll go. But first, I have to talk to Argivan. Argivan!
What's going on, sir? We've got a good reputation in this neighborhood.
Where were you these 20 years to talk to your children? You don't have any place in this house anymore. You've been gone and there's nothing left to say. Go back to where you came from. Get out. Get out of me and the children's lives. Get out.
Get out of the house.
Argivan, listen to me, darling. I'm not at fault. Don't count me in with them. They dragged me to that house by telling me they had a job for me. If I'd have known that that boy was your husband and that house was yours, there's no way I'd have set foot in it.
Husband? House? What's this nonsense you're saying?
You said what you wanted to say. Now, what do you want from us? Get out before I kick you out.
Not before I've finished what I have to say.
Sina, leave him alone. Let me see what he wants to say.
Argivan, I was tricked into it. By your husband. They dragged me into that house to put me on display in front of you. Believe me, darling, I didn't know anything about it. Believe me. Right now, I regret it. Forgive me, please. I never intended to ruin your life.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get
leave
out of
alone.
Here, you jerk.
Get out of here, man. You've ruined
get
our
out
mind.
Of here.
Please just calm down.
He's lying.
I'll do something to make them regret it for the rest
right,
of their lives.
All right, get out of here now. Don't you see she's not feeling well?
I'll completely wipe them from the face of this
that's
world.
That's enough. Get out of here
calm
already,
down,
man.
Mother dear.
She didn't know Argivan had gotten married, and you've ruined her reputation. Now get out of here, man.
What is it? What was he saying?
He's talking nonsense, my dear. He's talking nonsense.
Out of my way.
Don't listen to
get
him.
Out
you're
of my
upsetting
way.
Yourself now.
Open up this door right now. I'm talking to you, Argivan. Open up this damn door.
Argivan, dear, come outside and tell her it's not true.
What do you want to know? You can ask me whatever you want to know. He came here to make a scene, and he was able to do it. Man, is it possible for someone to get married without her family knowing about it?
Until she tells me, I won't believe it. Argivan, open it.
Come and tell them yourself that it's a lie.
What do you want to know?
Is it true that you've gotten married?
No.
Yes? Is it true that you've gotten married?
Yes, it's true. But we've separated from each other now. We don't live together.
What the hell have you done? Huh?
I wanted to tell you, but I couldn't. It didn't happen.
What have you done to me, girl? Look at me, you disgrace. What are you embarrassed of now? You've already done the worst and shamed us all. With whose permission? With whose permission did you become his wife?
With my father's permission. I became his wife with my father's permission.
Who can I trust anymore? What?
Forget about yourself. Forget about us. Didn't you at least think about her? Didn't you think about our reputation? And a good suitor has been found for you. I gave them the address myself. I talked about you so positively that my sister's so noble, so pure, such a lady. But now what? Now she's divorced. And in secret, away from our eyes. Thank you very much, Agavan. Thank you very much.
However much I tried to stop him from coming in, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Mom? Mom? Sina? Sina, come here!
Mom?
Sina, come here!
Mom, what happened?
Sina, she's passed out!
Oh, my poor mother!
Oh, Mother, dear, open your eyes. Mom, Sina, she doesn't have a pulse. Go, call the emergency. Tell them to send an ambulance.
Dr. Ahmadi, please report to the oncology department.
The companions of Miss Maradian?
Yes.
Doctor, how's my mother feeling?
Unfortunately, because of the massive hemorrhage of the capillaries in her brain, there was nothing that we could do for her.
What does that mean?
My condolences. Your mother has passed away.
Hello to all. Hello. Hello, how are you?
Hello, my son.
This is for you.
Thanks a lot. Well,
help yourself. Have some.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Has something happened now?
Good news. Where's Soraya now?
She's not talking.
How come?
My child's not in a good mood after getting the bad news from the clinic, Manucha. My poor child. She can't become a mother.
She doesn't matter. She'll live longer this way. What good is a child, mother? What good did we ever do for our parents that a child would do for us? Look at me. As time passes, do I even go and visit my old mother once a year? No. When a person can live their life easily, why shouldn't they? They say, when I don't have a donkey, I don't have to worry at all about what it eats. Have some.
Thank you very much.
Have some.
What are the pastries for?
Didn't Soraya tell you about it?
What?
Man, your daughter's passed her exam for becoming a tax inspector. Any day now, she'll get a promotion. She's on her way.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's really good news.
Hello to the queen of my life, my guardian angel and the goddess of kindness and compassion for you, my love.
Forget about it. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, man, are you feeling bad again?
Should I feel good?
Why shouldn't you feel good? A life this good? Man, you've become a tax inspector. You know what that means?
Just don't get your hopes up. Go call Bizard. I want to prepare dinner. Wash your hands and face, too.
Sure. Is Bizard in his room?
Yes.
Sure.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? He went and bought pastries to make you happy, and instead of thanking him, this is the way you treat him.
I can't control myself, Mum. I'm really upset. I'm not in the mood for anyone.
Manucha isn't just anyone. He's your husband. His share in this grief, if it isn't more than yours, it's not any less. If I were you, I'd really show how much I appreciate him. Manucci is being a very honorable man not to leave you. There are plenty of men, when their wives can't have children, they either divorce them or find another woman to bear them children. That's what they do.
Don't be in a rush, Mother. He's financially dependent on us. How do you know in 2 days if he gets some money and can support himself? He won't do exactly what you're saying.
Don't be so negative, child. Go and prepare dinner.
Just be careful that Sarua doesn't find out about it. She'll go and tell everyone in the family about it.
Don't worry about it. Go on.
What's this?
It's something you can do whatever you like with. It's from your uncle. He gave you your salary in advance so that, God forbid, you don't pass out from not having any money. Oh, God. People's salaries fall behind for 3 months and you get paid in advance. I have no doubt, Bizard, that you have been blessed for your uncle to love you so much.
I hope you didn't tell him I gave the car to Agavan.
No way, man. You think I'm an idiot or something? I said it was a pile of junk and wasn't worth fixing up, so you got rid of it and sold it.
Yeah, what you said is good. It's better that way.
Yeah.
Why so much?
He was even apologizing, saying he's sorry it's so little. Bizard, right now with this money, you can buy yourself a nice car to replace the car you gave to charity and give a hint to your uncle for him to give me the pile of junk that you're driving. It won't be going far away.
Pile of junk?
Whatever now. Come on, man, I take care of you, so you have to take care of me too.
All right, let me see what I can do.
You're awesome.
Thank you very much for this. I was really in a bind.
I'm at your service, brother. Hey, Prince, you should really appreciate this golden goose that's sitting on your shoulder. Give him plenty of feed so he'll lay golden eggs for you. Show him some kindness and he will take care of you.
What else do you think I should do? Should I keep bowing down in front of him and telling him I love him?
No, man. Don't go to either extreme, man. You won't lose anything by showing a little bit of kindness. It wouldn't be bad if once in a while you asked how his eyes were doing, refer a really good doctor to him, get a bit closer to him, go for a walk in the park with him, talk about good things with him. And think a little bit about Ms. Bahar. I'm telling you, on my life, she's a really good woman.
Now you're talking nonsense, Manucha. Get up and go. I'm not in the mood for hearing your nonsense.
All right. Anyhow, brother, I'm giving you pearls here. A wise person doesn't repeat the same mistake twice.
Sure.
Should I leave a couple more for you?
No, one is plenty enough.
All right. It's better if you don't eat it anyway. You'll lose your appetite. Soraya's getting the table ready. Let's get going.
For the sake of the soul of the recently departed, everyone send out a salavat.
Oh, my dear. Where's Miss Argavan? I haven't seen her anywhere all night.
Argavan? Argavan was in shock, so we sent her to a friend's house to get some rest.
May God grant you patience. She rarely was a precious woman, that Gohar. May she rest in peace.
May your departed loved ones rest in peace.
That's kind of you.
With your permission,
of course, dear.
Thanks for coming. Don't get
I offer my condolences.
That's kind of you.
May you never grieve again.
My condolences.
Thank you.
Hussein, can you please take a look inside to make sure they've got everything, please?
Okay. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you for coming.
Very kind of you to have come.
Please go inside.
Thank
you. How are you?
Thank you. Please go inside. What happened? Did you find her?
I don't know where the hell that irresponsible girl has gone. She doesn't even answer her phone anymore.
Shh, all right, for God's sake, we've got to maintain our reputation in the neighborhood. Quieten down, eh?
Well, we're burying Mother tomorrow. She has to be there, you know?
Hello, my condolences to you. Goodbye.
Hello.
May you never grieve again, my friend.
Please go inside. She's the one that caused our mother's death. How is she going to attend the funeral?
Today, when she was coming out of the hospital, she wasn't doing very well, and I'm afraid she might do something to herself.
God forbid, bite your tongue. One death is enough for an entire tribe. Not to mention me and you all alone in the world. Instead of all these negative thoughts, why don't you just go call that good-for-nothing guy Bizarre and see if he knows anything about where she might be?
All right. I'll call. You go inside.
I offer my condolences.
Thank you. It's kind of you.
Thank you. Come inside.
Thank you for coming. Please go inside. It doesn't look good if we're both here and there's no one inside.
Thank you.
May you never, ever grieve again. I am so very sorry for your loss.
Thank you for coming.
Please accept my condolences.
May you never grieve again. Thanks for coming. I love you so much, Mom.
Yes?
Where's Argavan?
First say hello, then talk, sinner.
They say hello to men, not to cowards. I asked where my sister is.
I don't know. I don't have any news of her. Has something happened?
Has something happened? I'll pay you back for this. You've ruined my sister's life and killed my mother. I'll ruin your life. Your happy days are over, you jerk.
What's that mean? Has something happened to your mother?
My mother died. You killed her, you jerk.
Are you joking?
Am I joking? Am I joking? Does it sound like I'm joking? Right now, everyone's standing over her grave.
I don't believe it.
I'll do something for you to believe it. I've got my sword out for you. Watch out for your head.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوسهایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آن